Welcome to another special KNG and Share-a-thon interview. With me on the phone, I have a special guest. Would you introduce yourself to our listeners and let them know a little bit about the organization that you are going to be talking about?
Yeah, I'm Pastor Joshua Shear. I'm the senior pastor at Our Savior Lutheran Church in Cheyenne, Wyoming. But I'm also the editor-in-chief at Steadfast Lutherans, or Brothers of John the Steadfast. I can reach it at www.steadfastlutherans.org. And so it's a blog, but it's also a lot more than just a blog as well.
How did Steadfast Lutherans come about?
Right, and Steadfast Lutherans came about because of a great need to support confessional Lutheranism, especially in its media. And so the programs you kind of hear there on KNGN kind of all come from this revival of Lutheran, confessional Lutheran radio and so forth, of course, culminating with and beginning with issues, etc. And so Steadfast comes around as a method of promoting confessional Lutheranism. We can read these confessions together and learn more about who we are as Lutheran and what we believe and so forth. And then, of course, as the issues, etc. thing of 2008 unfolded, and we had different things happening there, we also then threw in to help raise funds and awareness for confessional Lutheran media. We get involved with various things, including movements within the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, and try to do what we can for the good of the confession.
Can you tell us a little bit about your website?
All right. The website, steadfastlutheran.org, is kind of what we're most known for. And on that website, you will find any variety of articles. I have numerous authors that write for me, as well as guest authors and things like that. And they write everything from devotional type things to, you can read sermons there, to deeper theological pieces, current events as they interact with our theology, lots of different timely things. Also, you'll find a lot of internal things, as in Lutheran Church Missouri Synod stuff. You know, what's going on in Lutheran Church Missouri Synod? Now, what are the theological issues at play in some of these things you hear about and you read about in other venues? So the website has that kind of stuff right off the bat. It also links to a lot of our media. So you can go and you can look at previous conferences, presentations. Every year we put on an annual conference, and in that we have various speakers around a topic. And so we archive all that, and we make it available for free so that people can go and learn from these renowned Lutherans, these great teachers, and they can, you can learn good topics. So this last fall, or this last February, we had a conference done in Texas, and it was about the Reformation, because we're looking at, congregations are getting ready for the big 500th, and the synod is getting ready, everything. And so we had a number of speakers on various topics about the Reformation. Those kind of speakers, you can learn from them by watching their videos. You could find out, maybe have one of them come and speak at a congregation, at a circuit, something like that as well. The other thing that we have on the website that I think is probably one of the golden things that we have there is we have this endeavor called Steadfast in the Parish. And this is an endeavor that has the local parish in mind, and that is providing principal resources to help parish pastors and the laity and just normal congregational members and various things. We have stuff about the call process there to help kind of clarify, because that process can get kind of tricky. We have things about various congregational practices and procedures and some nuts and bolts stuff, and then there's some good, theology stuff as well. And then the big thing that we have coming through that is what they call gospel notes. And this is for congregations that use the one-year lectionary, and they are Christian, they're study notes for the Christian layperson for the lectionary. So in my congregation, we put these out every week, and it's for the gospel lesson next Sunday. And so that way, a member of my church can take this home and read it, study it throughout the week, and then when we come in for Sunday morning, they are already prepared to hear a sermon on that gospel lesson because they've been studying it all week, and it just really enhances their hearing of God's word and the depth in which they take God's word. So that's like the really great thing we've been working on this last year, is putting those things together. So those are a random sampling of things you find on the website.
Can you tell us, for any of our listeners, which the majority of them are LCMS members, for those who might not have thought so much about the confessions, why is it so essential that our lay people are passionate about defending, speaking, knowing, being very aware of the confessions, and why is that, why is it essential in the LCMS? Why is it essential in Christianity overall? What would you say to sort of inspire our lay people to maybe pick up the Book of Concord and have a go at the confessions there and maybe learn a little bit more about it?
First thing is a pure dutiful thing, and that is, of course, our congregations, as congregations of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, all say that they are going to adhere to the Book of Concord. Our pastors all at the Book of Concord. And so on a very dutiful level, you know, these are documents that are supposed to norm us. They're supposed to regulate us as far as who we are as Lutherans and what are Lutheran things to say, what are Lutheran things to do. And so there's a dutiful side of it. Now, that's kind of the boring side of it. But this is not just some doctrines of men stuff. This is not just some rules and regulations for the church stuff. This is a matter of conviction for them. And so we see this teaching of Scripture coming through this Book of Concord, and we not only see it, we get to experience it as we hear it, as we read it, because you know, it's not a dusty old textbook. This Book of Concord is a care for the soul. That because we're dealing with the pure gospel, we are dealing with the care of souls, the care of consciences. And so the chief concern of everything you read in the Book of Concord is to make sure that you get to hear the pure gospel of Jesus Christ. And so that everything has to do with making sure you can have confidence in that. And that this is what God has done for you. And so the Book of Concord just restates this over and over and properly states about the Lord's Supper, baptism, all these golden treasures we know as Lutherans from the small catechism and so forth. Well, guess what? The Book of Concord just expands upon that teaching. And there's such richness in it in the care of souls and the care of consciences. You know, we live in a society where the natural thing to do when you get a bad conscience is just to get defensive and try to justify yourself. And instead, of course, the Book of Concord lays out the better way, the godly way, and that is that when you have a bad conscience, you confess your sins. But that's not the end, and that isn't even the point. That Christ is there, and he is given to his church to absolve, to forgive sins. And this is what the Book of Concord is all about. And so sitting down and reading it, a lot of folks get kind of, they've had maybe a different picture of it. You know, maybe they're intimidated by the thickness of the book or something like that. Or maybe they just think, you know, oh, this is that pastor stuff. But when they actually get down to reading it, they start to realize the great gift that this Lutheran confession, the Book of Concord, is for them. And it's not just a pastor book. Don't let it be just a pastor book. You're missing out on a great treasure if you just let the pastors know this stuff. Because this is great stuff for all the baptized.
Would you say that some of the problems that we have within the Synod are possibly caused by a fairly large amount of our members not knowing much about the Book of Concord?
Yeah, I would say a good amount of difficulties we have amongst congregations and circuits and districts and so forth is really an ignorance, and that happens on the lay level. Right? Because, you know, you learned your small catechism and you go to Bible study with pastor and so forth, and maybe you never moved on to the large catechism. Maybe you never heard about it. Maybe you haven't read the Augsburg Confession. So that's a good thing. So ignorance in some respects, and that's easy to fix. That's just crack that Book of Concord out, start reading it, start studying it, start learning it. Ask your pastor to teach it. It's what pastors are there for. And then, of course, the other issue is kind of more of a on the clergy side, and that is, you know, integrity. Now, being who you say you are. So,
would you go ahead and give our listeners more information about how to find out more about you? What is your website and information like that?
Yeah, you can reach Steadfast Lutherans at steadfastlutherans.org. Right now, we've got a number of things going on. We've got also a weekly series on philosophy, you know, a philosophy primer for the study of theology. Because, like it or not, the way we think, philosophy, is a part of theology, and that, you know, you can understand how some people end up where they end up because of the philosophy they bring to the table and so forth. So lots of information, sermons, things like that, things to encourage you in your Christian walk. So please, steadfastlutherans.org is a great way to check us out.
All right, excellent. Thank you so much for your time. And we're going to head back to KNGN, already in progress.